superflumina. I will see years, faces, and countries circling in step to a dance. If ever I have a velvet jacket, a pipe of clay, and red wine from my own land, if I have a tower and apples stored away, that day I will be a friend of the people, but today is a time of necessary triangulations. We leave for a Sunday ride on the river, and once the suburbs are out of sight, climb the whole of an inclined plain of roads and clouded over country, take a step onto the first high borders, surrounded by an impetuous flood which shatters the rock and overwhelms it or splinters it to ashes at the river bends. The women bathers on the gravel beach wear flowered suits. Exiled couples come and go through deeper ruins among whitened, fruitless thorns. Sisters keep on emptying a leaking boat, but the ferry stays put over there. Here is a good-hearted guy scaling up the naked ledge, slowed down by a lunch basket and a golden-sandaled partner. Another futile quest if he climbs alone among the brambles, peers down, goes. I wish he wouldn't try again, that the boat of countered Danaides would go away, and a broken Ixion lie no more in the cogwheeled shadow of a dredge. I wish there weren't any Tartarian tortures on the banks of the Adda on a holiday, but this is a time of inevitable triangulations. Now, one who is king of neither quail nor partridge rises, gray-feathered, from the deep on tardy wings, his flight saturated with ancient blood. Thus he flies above the hump of each bald hill. The three Chinese hunters have already aimed long rifles, but there's no one who understands that ignorance is the lesser evil among the faithful subjects of the emperor.